That sound means it's time for the Chatham County Roundup, and we are joined on the phone this afternoon from Pittsboro by the town's public information officer, Colby Sawyer. How are you doing today, Colby?
I'm great, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for jumping on with us here, as there's always a lot going on down in Pittsboro. Sounds like you're pretty busy this afternoon. What are you up to right now?
Yes, sir. We're out here at the Chatham Community Library, off of 87 here at the campus of Central Carolina Community College for the first open house for the Western Intake Partnership. We're here until 7:30, so if your listeners want to come check out the Western Intake Partnership, please feel free to stop by.
What is the Western Intake Partnership?
The Western Intake Partnership is a partnership between a few jurisdictions: Chatham County, the town of Pittsboro, Durham, I want to say Onwassa or Owassa as well.
Yeah, I think they are included.
Regarding an intake project for water intake from Jordan Lake to serve our growing needs here in the Western Triangle region.
So this is obviously kind of a big deal, and this is kind of like the last couple of weeks was the first that I was hearing of this, and this is as you were saying, it's basically all of the Western Triangle. How long has this project been in the making?
Hey, we've been working on this, been well underway with this since before I started, and I started with the town in April, so I'd say probably at least a year.
And we're in that open house phase, as you were saying, where people are able to go get more information about that. And as you were saying also, this is the meeting's happening in Pittsboro, but this is not a Pittsboro-only issue. This is very much a regional issue that's being addressed.
Absolutely.
So we also had a town board meeting last night in Pittsboro. I wonder if you could give us some highlights from what happened at that meeting.
Sure, we absolutely did. Our board met at the Chatham County Agriculture Center, as we usually do. Our board approved a funding request for a special event. So check out the Downtown Pittsboro Facebook page for details on that. It will be a sip and stroll in February. Come out and do your Valentine's Day shopping. We're going to have bands, face painting, and I believe we're going to have a few breweries partnered up with some of our businesses downtown. So those who are of legal drinking age can taste test what some of our local breweries have to offer while doing their Valentine's Day shopping. We also heard an update on the state transportation, basically the infrastructure plan for how they plan to do road work and transportation infrastructure throughout the region. We heard an update on the process that the state uses to determine what projects are funded and what are not. There was some good conversation and good questions there. We also heard a presentation from the city of Sanford on the work they have going on with the expansion for their wastewater treatment plant. We're looking at a regional approach there, maybe Sanford, Pittsboro, and a few other jurisdictions coming together to really utilize that economy of scale to grow our capabilities for wastewater treatment. And we also have an ongoing process, as you know, to hire both an interim town manager and a permanent town manager. The board will be doing an interview with a potential interim town manager tomorrow, and we plan to start doing interviews of permanent town managers in February.
There's a lot to unpack there. Our guest is Colby Sawyer. He is the public information officer for the town of Pittsboro. And they had a board of commissioners meeting last night down there that had a lot going on. So let's backtrack through some of that. Part of that was you said that there was a presentation about transportation. And I know that there are a lot of ongoing issues with transportation in the Pittsboro area. The last time that I checked in, there was with Mayor Perry, there was talk about creating a truck route to keep the large trucks from coming through downtown Pittsboro. Is that anything that was addressed in this presentation?
It was not. This was more related to helping the board and town staff understand the way that transportation projects are prioritized. There's a pretty complex mathematical formula used to grade and rank transportation projects based on impacts to safety, cost-benefit analysis, monetary improvements, or how can we reduce the cost of someone traveling 1 mile for example, that's a pretty complex mathematical formula the state uses. And it was really designed just to help us understand what goes into the state's decisions on what transportation projects are funded and what are not.
Gotcha. And I know that we've got a project that we're just starting to see evidence of, as they're going to be putting sidewalks on 15501 or Hillsborough Street north of downtown. Do we have a sense on when they might get started on that project?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I know that project is underway.
Yes, and I recall that I don't think it was going to be affecting traffic for quite some time still, as I did see some evidence of when this was going to be an actual thing that people in Pittsburgh are going to be dealing with, and I don't think it's for a while still, so we'll be checking in on that to make sure we are aware when that happens, because that might get a little bit tricky with that one corridor north and south in and out of town having work done on it.
Surely.
And we also had, you said you heard from the town of Sanford about their wastewater situation and how they're expanding their treatment plant. Is there anything new on that front of possibly merging the wastewater systems?
You know, nothing really new regarding the merger. This was more focused on a project that we've had underway for a little while to begin with, about, again, a few towns coming together to share in the cost of building a facility to increase wastewater capacity. So we heard from them with their what they call their 90% design. Essentially, they've pretty much got it designed. They're getting their final cost estimates down now. So we can make a decision as we move forward whether or not we'll be able to participate in that process. And that comes down to, of course, the board's opinions. What does the funding look like? So on and so forth. So we really were pleased to get that update and see that essentially there's a fixed cost to build anything. And once you begin to increase in size or scope, that fixed cost never changes. So the more people that buy into this project, the cheaper it is for everybody in the end.
We're visiting with Colby Sawyer, who I keep referring to as the town's public information officer, but you are also the emergency coordinator. So I thought maybe it'd be a good idea to ask how things went with the cold snap that we had, where we had some kind of unprecedented cold weather there over the holidays. Was there anything revealed in Pittsburgh as from the point of view of the emergency coordinator during that inclement weather?
No, you know, we of course, looking back, we assess every disaster when it happens or every situation that occurs and see how we can do better. One thing we did learn in this process is that there is a potential for these rolling blackouts, I believe they're referred to as, something we never really saw a potential for in North Carolina. So, of course, we will be implementing the fact that those may happen into our plan, but we had very minor impacts in the town other than the severely cold temperatures. And fortunately we didn't see any negative outcomes from that here in the town.
And anecdotally, I have not heard of anyone in the immediate Pittsburgh area that was directly affected by the rolling blackouts. Do you know of anyone who experienced blackouts during the holidays?
I have not been told that anyone in town impacted them. They may very well have, but nothing that was brought to our attention.
Right. I have not heard anything either. I did speak with a representative from Duke Energy last week about that, and their position was very much that they did not know that rolling blackouts was a possibility either, which I find a little bit eyebrow-raising that, you know, someone like in your position didn't have any more heads up than the rest of us. You'd like to think that at least somebody who's the emergency coordinator for a town in North Carolina would be getting a heads up that this is one of the things that they have in their toolkit. But they made it sound like they didn't know that they were doing this until the second before it happened, is the impression that I was given.
And, you know, we have an excellent partnership with Duke Energy, and we have excellent information sharing. And as soon as they realized what action needed to be taken, they informed us, and they began taking those actions. And it's just one of those situations where a lot of things came together that that we may have never seen before in the state. But of course, you know, once that happens, we have the opportunity to learn from those and improve our plans. And so, you know, we're going to rely on that very strong background and strong partnership with Duke Energy to make sure that we can serve all of our residents and citizens as best as possible.
Our guest is Colby Sawyer. He is the Public Information Officer and Emergency Coordinator for the Town of Pittsboro. And we are just about out of time, but I wanted to give you a chance to mention anything that you wanted to talk about that we haven't gotten to yet.
Yep. So two things. One, again, I want to invite everybody to come out here to the Chatham Community Library on the campus of Central Carolina Community College here in Pittsboro off of NC 87. I want to say the address is 197. NC 87. It's just north of Al's Diner for folks who are familiar, and check out what we have going on here with the Western Intake Partnership. We have many of the towns involved in the process here with tables. We have folks here from the engineering firm that's doing the work. So if you have any questions about the future of water west of the Triangle, please come on out. And the second is a reminder for folks to stay tuned to our website and social media, because we will be rolling out the registration forms for our first ever Citizens Academy very soon.
Definitely glad to hear that. We'll definitely be following up on that, as that's a very exciting opportunity for folks and to experience local government. Our guest has been Colby Sawyer from Pittsboro. I really appreciate you taking the time, and I look forward to the next time we have a chance to talk.
Thank you. Thank you very much.